This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. You've heard of Silicon Valley, probably Silicon Beach, but maybe not Silicon Prairie. Well, in the early 1980s, Texas was the place where early software developers, gamers, and entrepreneurs came looking for fortune at the height of the personal computing boom. And that is the setting for the AMC show Halt and Catch Fire, which tells the story of a band of misfits in a race to create the next big thing in tech. It's in its second season, and it's been telling some unexpected stories. Chris Rogers and Chris Cantwell created the show, and they join me now. Chris and Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
So just in case people haven't seen the show, what is Halt and Catch Fire about?
Sure. Halt and Catch Fire is kind of about the dawn of the PC era. The first season took place in 1983 and was kind of about people trying to reverse engineer an IBM PC and kind of create something great of their own in, you know, the personal computer world. The second season of Halt and Catch Fire, which began 2 weeks ago, kind of plays in the foothills of the early internet. The show is always about innovation and people trying to create the future. And usually we're trying to tell the story you don't know, not the one that took place in Silicon Valley with the big companies that kind of dominate that story now. This is kind of, we think, an untold history of tech and where we are today.
So why this time period and this specific place and this moment in history? What made you guys want to do a show about this topic?
Texas, I mean, Texas first and foremost is where I'm from, and I think it has a really interesting history that doesn't get explored a lot. Compaq reverse engineered the IBM PC in Texas. This was a time when it really was the Wild West in tech, and where better to do that than the actual Wild West? AMC, you know, had a meeting with us, and they sat us down in the conference room, and all the executives had copies of our script. Their interest was very strong from the beginning.
Yeah, I wonder if they didn't see the same opportunity we did, which was, you know, when we learned the reverse engineering story, which essentially is why it's not an Apple or an IBM now. It was kind of like, I can't believe people don't know this because computers are such a dominant force in our lives. You know, they swung on it and, you know, I'll be eternally grateful for that.
So talk about the, you know, you said you feel really lucky, you're very grateful. What's it like to sort of be in that environment and have that leash?
Chris and I are in our early 30s, you know, so the guys we grew up emulating are kind of came from that difficult men generation, certainly, you know, the guys who did The Wire and The Sopranos and Mad Men. So AMC had some of those landmark shows that really made us want to do this. When we started writing as a team, we exchanged the Breaking Bad pilot because it was just so well written and we were so interested. So to have the interest of AMC, which had kind of fostered and incubated a lot of the great shows in our mind that made us want to write TV, was this huge opportunity. And I think, you know, now AMC has kind of earned our trust, you know, in shows that have premises that might not immediately be obvious to you, like the reverse engineering of an IBM PC. You're willing to ride it out and kind of see where it goes and buy into the premise because it's AMC in a way that you wouldn't be willing to do, I think, on a lot of other networks.
Talk to us about season two, because season one is reverse engineering the IBM PC, creating a competitor, still getting beat, spoiler alert. But in season two, you have two women running a startup.
Yes.
This seems like an unusual thing for us to be seeing on television and in the tech world.
Yeah. I think that in the interest of telling the story that you don't know, we thought that would be a great way into this proto-internet dial-up service world of the mid-80s. You know, per capita, there were more women getting computer science degrees and computer engineering degrees back then than there are now. And I think the narrative has been crafted in hindsight that computers are really toys for boys.
Yeah, and I think the opportunity of the whole show, not just the female characters, was to tell these kind of lesser-known legends and histories of the computer and the tech industry, because I think there is a tendency to see the whole thing through the lens of Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and, you know, these garages in Silicon Valley, and it's more than that.
Chris Rogers and Chris Cantwell are the co-creators and executive producers of Halt and Catch Fire, currently in its second season on AMC. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so
much
for
having us. Thank you.